This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. It's a glorious, wondrous day in the fine city of Chicago. It's hump day. We're nearing the end of February. The weather's broken. Come on, David. Come on.
Morning, Molly. Yeah, happy Wednesday. Life? Two more days left this month. It feels like it's spring already. Certainly, the season can't get here soon enough for the Cubs.
Wow.
Because they have yet to lose out in Arizona. The White Sox, on the other hand, have yet to win.
We've pointed that out. They lost late last night. Did you stay up for it?
No. The Hawks lost late last night. The Sox had already lost.
They lost. Then they played fairly late. They played, who'd they play? They played them pretty late.
Gave up a lot of runs.
They did. That's what they
did. Gave up a lot of runs. 14-3 to the Rockies. How about that Rockies. Chris Bryant home run swing? How about that KB going deep?
Who?
KB. Yes. No. 10 years ago, Chris Bryant was about to embark on a Rookie of the Year season, followed by an MVP season. And we thought that, wow, this guy's headed to great places. Yeah. Well, that was the talk.
It was.
I wonder how many games he plays this year. I wonder how many at-bats he has. But he looked good yesterday. 14-3. Sox lose. Tough one. Sorry, pal.
Let's get back to those Blackhawks. What happened there?
That was not pretty. It was not pretty. They gave up their 1-1. They gave up a third period goal. They lose 2-1. That's a tough slog.
They move Bertuzzi and Frankie Nazar onto the Bedard line. I'm paying attention, pal.
Frankie Nazar, yes, you are. You like Frankie Nazar. You've liked since he came up from Michigan. I think it's a Michigan thing, but there's a lot to like there. He flies around. He's one of the bright spots. There aren't many as the season kind of grinds to a screeching halt as we near the trade deadline.
Yeah, I mean, the trade deadline's not going to get them well. I don't know what's going to get them well. I would caution Kyle Davidson to be aware that things are definitely going the wrong way. There's no shadow of a doubt that the Blackhawks, when your great young player is no longer great, still young, but catching a lot of heat kind of throughout the league for being just a one-dimensional player. Not good. Not good.
Bedard's taking on a lot of the burden, and people are looking at him and wondering if he has stagnated a little bit. That's not a good thing to be asking in season two.
And that's not his fault, in my opinion. I don't know that he's gotten enough help, and I don't know that that they've done the right things around him, period.
I'm not going to move on here.
We would agree on that. Mm-hmm. We would agree on that. And meanwhile, they are waiting for these young players to develop, guys like Artie the Party, the number two overall pick, got suspended for a bad incident the other night, although it was it was understandable, I guess, to some hockey people. How about this, real quick before we move on from this.
Mm-hmm.
They have a prospect, Nick Lardis, in the OHL.
Okay.
That has 60 goals in like 50. He came into, he has 60 goals in 50 games.
It's like your guy, Alex Ovechkin.
Well.
Okay. Only he's a little bit smaller.
Nick Lardis has 60 goals in 55 games. No, Ovechkin in the NHL scored a goal last night to cut the cut down. He needs 12 now to catch Gretzky, and it was his 1930 goal season. 1930 goal seasons for Alex Ovechkin.
That's pretty good.
Even if you don't like the guy, you got to respect that a little bit.
Well, I don't know if it's him you don't like, or maybe his benefactor, right?
Well, I don't think you have to be. I think you can like Ovechkin and respect what he's doing without going anywhere near Putin.
Do you go vote at the United Nations on that?
No, I don't. How about Ben Johnson yesterday?
Will Putin be in America to witness the chase? Will
no.
He follow, will he follow this around? No.
Wow. I hadn't considered that. I would hope not. But it's somewhat remarkable that, Putin or not, Ovechkin had a hat trick over the weekend and scored another goal last night, and now he's within 12. He's going to get the record.
But he might get it this year.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right,
okay. He's got 12 goals in, like, he's got 24 games to get 12 goals.
So
that's well within his reach.
This is a fun watch off of Four Nations. Like, this will get, this should get sports fans interested in hockey. It's a nice little parlay.
Mm-hmm.
Four Nations and now the Ovechkin chase. That's a reason to watch. It's a reason for Blackhawk fans to stay tuned in.
To Mully's point, though, it's hard to ignore the fact that you get a little excited about hockey and then you look at the Hawks and like, okay, we're ready now.
Yeah.
We're ready for this to happen.
We're ready for your close-up.
Yes. Yeah. Look away.
Yeah.
Look away.
It's too bad. It really is. If they had any kind of momentum, if they had any kind of hope, now would be the time to kind of flex a muscle or two, but it's not happening.
No, it's not going to happen this season. You just hope that they can finish strong and go into free agency, be aggressive, and have a summer that gives you a little bit of reason to pay attention next year.
When will Connor Bedard have his first 30-goal season?
Boy, that hurts. That hurts because it should be an obvious answer. It should be this season. But
how many goals does Celebrini have, just out of curiosity?
I don't know that off the top of my head.
Not 30.
No, but he's, you know, the Macklin Celebrini comparison is going to be inevitable throughout their careers. Both taken at the top of the draft. Celebrini kind of out in San Jose,
little 18. Bit,
that's pretty good.
Celebrini is 18.
Can he get to 30? 21st.
Bedard has 22. He could possibly get to 30.
Well, there you go.
This year.
That'd be Dustin. Something. That's something they should make happen.
It's not that easy.
I mean, Ove could do it.
It's not that easy. they're not scoring goals in bunches. The score has learned.
Well, I mean, get him the puck. Just tell him he's the only guy who shoots.
All right. That's our hockey talk.
That's it. That's all we that's got. I was fading out after I thought I was doing well by following Bertuzzi being moved on.
I'm very
line.
Impressed.
Yeah, no, I'm paying attention.
No, I think that it's good to pay attention. It's fun.
I do.
I like watching hockey. But
yeah, but it's disappointing.
It can be.
To lose to Utah, of all teams. I mean, that's a bad team.
Hawks need a little bit of a culture infusion of leadership and more talent in. No, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I think in that dressing room though, they need some guys who want to be there.
Yeah, he's the coach anyway. It was fire someone, right?
I didn't say fire anybody.
How sweet it would be if you finally made a move. Oh no, they did that earlier.
No, they did
it
that.
Just they didn't get that fired coach jump that they were hoping for.
No, they did not.
Yeah, so the Bears were meeting the media down in Indy, and they were doing the rounds. And, I mean, I got to tell you, I saw more content featuring Ben Johnson than anybody else. I mean, he was literally on kind of every show I was watching.
Making the rounds.
Everything. It was incredible and how often I heard him yesterday.
Really sounding bright, energetic.
No doubt.
Relatable. He had some good ideas. He had some good insight. He made some comparisons to Lions players and Bears players. Darnell Wright to Penei Sewell. Wow.
That's not a close comparison.
I know, but you like
score has learned.
Wow. I thought the updates on Braxton Jones were interesting. The comparisons to the Panthers we'll talk about. There was a lot there to feel encouraged. Again, if you're a Bears fan looking for reasons to believe in the new coach that you're just still getting to know.
Yeah, I thought he really made some good points all the way around. I'm very impressed with how easily he can speak about football, and I think that just is because he is a very bright guy who can speak extemporaneously and make a lot of sense and doesn't need a ton of notes and doesn't need to. He just impresses you everywhere.
He does.
No matter where the venue.
He seems like such a willing participant in conversations.
Well, he's not going to trip over his own words, and he's not going to reveal too much. And he's a bright guy.
Yeah. That really comes through.
Yeah.
It really comes through. And it is just, not just, but it is perception affecting your reality because you're watching, he's creating this perception that he knows what he's doing.
Yes, he does.
So the reality is you wake up feeling better about the Bears.
Yes, that's
and the direction they're headed. So it was the Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles show. And I think in that order, just because Ryan Poles, we've heard a lot of what he had to say and how he said it. Not a guy that necessarily, look, it doesn't matter, but his style is his style. Ben Johnson talks, and you're like, okay, tell me more. Tell me more about that. Who else do you want to talk about?
See, that is the thing, is it didn't matter where he was at. If you asked him a question, he gave you an original answer. So there was a little bit of different information on some of the – he wasn't one of these guys. And this is something to look for in sports that tells the same story to everybody.
You can't tune him out.
Yeah. He was really good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
But elaborate there to go full Matas on you. Because we do know guys like that. We have heard guys like that. They have an A game and they use the same A story or the example or reference time and time and time again. And it becomes repetitive, and you start to tune them out. Now, that's just a little thing, but it is interesting that you picked up on that, because I thought the same thing listening to Ben Johnson. Everything seems authentic.
I'll give you an example. He was asked about and talked about Caleb Williams at every turn, and he said nice things about him. But when he was on the NFL Network, he mentioned a funny story, which is that on the day of the Super Bowl, let's take a listen.
Man, I tell you what, he's hungry. He's hungry. I'm trying to watch the Super Bowl with my family. I made it back to Detroit just for a weekend, and I'm watching, and my phone just keeps buzzing, and it's Caleb time and time again. You know, what's going on here? What do we think? Oh, that was a cool play. Things like that. And so it's I just know this is a hungry individual that he's ready to get this career started of his, because he's got a chance to be pretty darn special.
So there's a couple of little points in there that I thought were really interesting.
Okay.
One, Caleb's getting ready to get his career started because his career is starting now. Whatever, we're going to give him a pass on whatever nonsense happened last year because of the circumstances. But
the rookie throwaway year.
He didn't tell every stop that Caleb was texting him on Super Bowl day. He just told that story because he was asked specifically about, you know, how into it he is. It was, I thought, very interesting the way that he talked about Caleb wants to be great, and Caleb wants this and that. And he was consistent in the messaging, but it was a different story than he had told early. It wasn't like him, let me tell you this. Oh, I remember the time. That's how people handle stuff like that.
That's confidence.
They don't have a brain.
That's confidence, though. That's total confidence in yourself as a communicator. So you don't have to necessarily, you're prepared, but you're not rehearsed.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Ben Johnson is always going to be prepared for whatever topic you throw at him, but he doesn't have to sound rehearsed, because that makes you sound like you are afraid of being impromptu or afraid of improvising. And that's a great trait to have as a head coach. You're not afraid of anything. You're able to take on whatever it is thrown in your way. There are a couple things about that made me smile. Number one, hearing Caleb locked into the Super Bowl, like a lot of guys don't want to admit that they're watching the game, but Caleb apparently was in texting his coach. The other thing that made me kind of grin was that you're watching the NFL Network. You can watch the NFL Network.
I think I was listening to it. I may have heard that in my travels.
Sorry.
So you don't have to be.
I'm just saying.
But
I love that you watch the NFL Network.
I do watch the NFL Network. I do. And I have the NFL Network.
But also bragging that he's got NFL Network radio in his car.
Was that a brag? Is that a humble brag?
We were talking about you were jealous that I had a washing machine for a couple more days.
I still am.
Right, you're still waiting.
Today's the big day,
right?
That's exactly right. I've got an hour already.
Did you guys like do like a spreadsheet?
My
have
wife
it like 4 to 5? I mean, what's your hour, Molly?
See, this
when I know not to contact you.
Do you want
today.
My dilemma or Uh-oh. My hour? Because I got both.
Well, let's hear both.
Do you have a story for every, like Ben Johnson, a different story for depending on the question?
Yeah, depending on the question, but he brought it up.
Okay.
The reality is that my clothes were in the washer when it died. So I have clothes that are half washed that would really appreciate another run. But that probably won't come till tomorrow, because I have to get the clothes that I want done and okay. need done. I got to prioritize.
Half-washed is better than not washed.
Half-washed will be fully washed
you
tomorrow.
You throw them in the dryer, Molly, they smell fresh as ever.
No, David.
I don't know about that.
One of the problems was there was no water coming into it. Okay. So I have clothes that have spun around in detergent.
All right, well, maybe.
That's not as good as you'd hope.
All right, well, a little air drying.
I can't put it on. I'd be like, ugh. All right,
well.
Can I really should have offered. You could have bagged it, and I would have happily have.
They have laundromats.
He said not by him. He doesn't know where
we can find one.
The one by me closed.
I'll give you some quarters.
Some dry cleaners do laundry by the pound.
Oh, that's probably very cheap.
Depending where you're at.
Well, look at how Dustin lives. I must stop at the dry cleaners.
I didn't say
could you fold my jeans, please?
My underwear needs a double dose.
Could you crease my t-shirts?
You didn't iron my wares.
That's very funny, though. I mean, you guys have traveled way more than I have, but at one point when I did do national radio, I did travel quite a bit. And one time we had an emergency, like, week where we had to go down to Atlanta. So we were with CNNSI, those guys,
and you needed
doing network
to...
radio. I had just been in Vegas for like a four-day bachelor party, and they sent my clothes from Vegas. I never got my bag. They moved my bag right down to Atlanta. So when I got down there, again, we weren't going to find laundromats. We were staying at a pretty nice Marriott. I got everything done by the cleaner at the Marriott. And the socks were on pins hanging from... an hanger.
Your socks.
My socks were ironed. My drawer. Everything was. I didn't ask. I just asked it to be laundered, and everything came back. Like not only laundered, but like pressed.
Oh,
and the socks were hanging one by one on a by.
Why would you just ball them up?
Ask Marriott. I don't know. I mean, that's how they send
it back. Iron
to
socks.
Me.
Why would you iron socks?
If you're Dustin Rhodes, you want
guess,
your socks
wow,
ironed.
Wow, fancy man. Fancy man. Having his socks ironed. Well, I've never ironed socks. I love to iron. Never ironed socks.
What kind of a comment is that? You should take an iron to the south side and iron some socks.
I love ironing.
Because their
you don't
whole
love ironing?
Thing has gotten wrinkled. I
love
ironing.
Ironing.
I do.
I love ironing.
I do too.
I do. It's very relaxing. It's very satisfying.
I'll tell you
put
what.
Put a crease
you know
in your shirt. There's nothing like it.
I hate if someone puts the wrong thing in a bottle instead of... You think you got water and you're spraying something.
Yeah, starch?
You ever see stuff like that?
Yeah.
I had one where I had this, I forget the name of this stuff. It like get stains out. Someone had used bleach in the thing.
Well, that's going to be a problem.
And let me tell you, it got the stains out. It got the color out of the shirt. Yeah. It got everything
and
out.
And you had to throw it out.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I don't run into that problem. I kind of know what I'm putting into my iron.
Yeah.
Keep control of that. Have temperature control and boom, there
David,
you go.
David, I've got a bag at home I could bring if you've got some downtime.
I think you'd be impressed with my ironing.
Between radio and television, you could do some ironing.
I think you'd like. You'd be satisfied. I definitely enjoy that.
I was doing some stuff for a local network, and I was down at the Super Bowl, and I was just gonna do a quick hit and then go out to a party with Dan Pompey. That night, and he came by the room and knocked on the door, and I opened the door, and he's like, are you ironing clothes? Like, he was stunned.
Aghast.
That I would actually iron my shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then he kept commenting to me, your shirt looks pretty good. You can tell. And I'm just like, do I walk around like a bum? Is that what I'm learning? Do I never iron a shirt?
No, you need to teach your kids a couple things before they go off to college. How to change a tire, how to iron their clothes.
Well,
among other things,
I give them the tour. I bring them over to where the booze is. And I'm just like, okay, the dark ones stay away from. The light ones are probably worse. You want beer and nothing else, okay? If you go to a party and there's punch there, don't ever indulge.
That's cute, but they're probably like, yeah, thanks, Dad. We already know.
Yeah. Let me just wake up. As long as I'm over here, let me make a quick whiskey sour.
Exactly. Thanks for showing me where you're hiding it this week.
No.
Yeah.
But I just think you have to have a booze talk and tell them what happens.
Of course.
When you overindulge.
It's among the other things.
And the real danger is the poison stuff.
Changing the tire and learning how to iron are among other things.
Dustin will tell you from Vegas, if you stick to the beer, the worst thing that happens is you throw up and then you got to get your clothes washed when you hit Atlanta. The danger would be mixing drinks. That'll get you really bad.
Can you imagine, though?
Depends.
So this is again, I think we might have had pagers at this point, but no cell phones when this incident happened. I am a best man of a 56 guy bachelor party. 56.
Oh, well, that's absurd.
56 guys at a bachelor party?
56 guys in Vegas. So we were Sunday and we golfed. So like about 40 guys golfed. So now I'm checking everybody's bags at the curb at the airport, checking everybody's bags. Get on the plane. Now you land and security wants you to come to the security desk after you just checked 56 guys' bags coming home from Las Vegas on a bachelor party. I wasn't thinking that my stuff was being forwarded to Atlanta because I was now going to Atlanta.
Were you invited to this bachelor party or employed?
Exactly.
Sound like you were doing a lot of heavy lifting.
Yeah.
couple dinners, couple golf outings.
That's a big bachelor party. That sounds really dangerous.
It's a lot of friends.
So that's why I was a little nervous when I got that page once we landed.
I couldn't get 56 people
please
to
come
show
to security.
Up at a party.
That's friends of friends.
That's friends of friends.
That's like a guy bringing five guys to a bachelor
party.
Yeah.
That's a lot of guests to book.
Yeah. That's a lot of people to try to look out for. I mean, you're lucky you were no stragglers, especially in that sort of an event. I don't know how young you were, but you got to be careful.
Well, we digress. But
we got to get
yesterday was quite a day. Sox lose, Cubs won, Cubs undefeated. Sammy Sosa made an appearance in the dugout. We'll hear from him later. His presence is going to be one Cubs fans should get used to now. He's back.
You know, is this a question for a pick six tomorrow? But are you concerned at all that the White Sox being winless and not just winless, but getting rocked pretty good, does that speak volumes to you about the pitching? Are you concerned that they don't have a starting pitching staff that can hold up for a major league season?
We got time to talk about that today.
Because they had Crochet came through last year, Eric Fetty. Some of the guys that did okay last year aren't here anymore. And they're relying on young players. And we're going to see, is today the day we see the unveiling of the strong-armed
lefties? Yes, Hagen Smith and Noah Schultz.
Are both
against
pitch.
The Padres.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's an event.
That's an event. That'll be fun, but it's a little early.
We'll reserve some time, a segment later, to talk about White Sox pitching. Because I think we can get to that today.
I think that's just an – I think the one's related to the other. And I don't know if that spells potentially – worse season than last year.
I think you're
year.
Asking that question because you're afraid the Sox might not win this spring.
I mean, at all.
At all.
The Cubs look like they're never going to lose, Sox look the exact opposite.
I hear you.
Never going to win.
I hear you.
All right, we'll get to all of it. We got a lot of good stuff. The pick six, Mully and Haw on the score.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.